Kasama natin si Julian Dumlao, isang Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist ng Millennium Challenge Accounts Philippines. Sa kakatapos na political debate na nangyari sa Cagayan de Oro, ano sa tingin mo, ikaw na nanood, ano yung perception mo habang pinapanood mo yung debate?
Well, I think the presidential debate yesterday, Sunday here in the Philippines, is a very, it's like a momentous occasion for the Filipinos to watch because it brought together all the candidates very early on in the campaign period. However, while we were listening, we were on the way back to Manila at that time and we were just listening over the radio for the first few minutes of the debate. We felt that, my family and I felt that it was more of a discussion rather than a debate on what the presidents can do or the candidates for presidency can do for the country. So, nakulangan kami sa pag-discuss or pag-debate nila sa gusto nilang mangyari sa Philippines in the next 6 years. So, I think it's just more of a function ng debate format wherein they were not given enough time to talk about the more important issues.
Ito yung sinasabi mo, parang hindi sila talaga nagtalo, hindi ba?
Yes, yes, exactly. Hindi sila nagtalo, hindi rin malalim yung kanilang pagkaka-explika dahil din, they were just given 30, 60, 90 seconds to explain or to rebut. And it's just like one-on-one discussion. So, hindi yung parang lahat mag-explain ng kanilang mga plataforma. So, it's nakakaano lang kasi parang nag-discuss medyo may mga patama, like yung isa immoral, yung isa inexperienced, yung isa may sakit, yung isa corrupt, yung isa naman too elite for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
So, medyo, yun naman, those were well-known by the Filipinos already. So, what we needed to hear from them is how they could objectively address the root causes of poverty, unemployment, yung lack of education, infrastructure paralysis, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my case, I'm a development specialist, so I work with Millennium Challenge Account Philippines, and we got funding from the U.S. government, from Millennium Challenge Corporation in the U.S., and we implement different development projects in Luzon and Visayas, but not in Mindanao. So I can see firsthand what's really wrong with the country and what's really missing.
Yeah, because you work with the grassroots.
Yes, yes. I'm working with the grassroots. I work with the national government as well back in Manila. But I go to the field every now and then to see what's going on, what's needed, and what's happening with our projects. Is it being implemented? Is it effective for the communities? Is this what they really need? So these are the things that we also feed back to the national government. But of course, it's being trickled down or being filtered. The data that we give them is being filtered again and again and again until, you know, they just tell the people what they want to tell. So I think that's the more important things that we would like to hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2016, 2017, and what's really happening with our country. Yeah.
Hindi naman kaya dahil ito yung first leg ng debate, kaya medyo parang introduction pa lang.
Yes, yes. I was thinking that way also. That this is the first of three, I think. First of three debates that they're gonna have until the election. But still, kulang ng impact. I wanted to see the impact. To really tell us what they can really do.
Maybe longer minutes for the candidates to speak up about issues?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's actually patterns U.S. debates right now. Some mga Democrats and Republican candidates, like one-on-one sila. Diba? So I think medyo longer time to really explain to the people in very, very simple terms on what they can really do. And the problem of the Philippines, the development problem of the Philippines, is really complex.
Mm-hmm.
We have really complex problems. Security, poverty, law enforcement, unemployment. And we know that, you know, one person cannot do it. And as a development worker, I can feel that what we really need is continuity, not like a different platform from one president to another, different style from one president to another. We need continuity of programs and projects that a previous president, a former president, has started on.
But you're not saying continuity with a person.
Well, it could be. It could, you know, it could happen. You know, I'm open to that continuity of the presidency. But, you know, current president right now, Pinoy, is really doing well. That's my objective. I don't know, subjective, because I'm working under his government right now. Mm-hmm. And it's really transparent. And we could really feel his sincerity towards, you know, the development of the country.
But this kind of debate is new because in 24 years, this is the first debate that the Commission on Election has done.
Yes, it is. That's why it's being seen as a momentous occasion in these elections, in 2016 elections, because it's the first debate that they have done. And I think COMELEC is very thankful also with the media. It was staged by GMA, being supported by the media to be able to stage it in different areas or different places in the Philippines. I just don't know where the second and third debate will be held.
I think it will be in Visayas, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, in Visayas, and the other one in Luzon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's quite strategic. Why I don't know the reason why they started in Mindanao.
Do you think this kind of debate is helpful to voters in choosing their or evaluating the candidates?
This first debate, I think, did not really help.
It's not enough.
The voters, did not really help the voters objectively decide on who the next president that they will vote. Because it's really, how can I say, very shallow debate. Mm. It's a discussion. It's more of a friendly discussion.
At my convenience.
So we need more. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's Miriam. That's why they're calling Duryam now. Duterte and Miriam. So we can see that. For me, it did not really help in the case, for example, of Duterte. Duterte is very safe. He just talked about security ready, like he would wipe out all criminals in 3 to 6 months, which for me sounds impossible.
Mm.
And he's in favor of constitutional change. I mean, very, very, like, just a rundown of their platform. But what the details would be has not been discussed or debated on. Paul, like, took advantage of the fact that it was held in Mindanao. So she talked about what infrastructure is needed in Mindanao. But, of course, Secretary Rojas would say, oh, you don't have the experience. You don't have enough experience in governance to be able to lead the country. Well, in the case of Santiago, for example, we could see, I watched the 1.5 hour portion of the debate, and I really missed her interlocution skills. There was no passion. There was a weakness in her voice. So we could see it gets people worried about her health, and that in itself weakens her position in the presidential race.
Are you looking forward to the second debate?
Yes, of course. I'm looking forward to the second debate. And I hope that it would be a deeper and more meaningful format than the first one held in Cagayan de Oro.
Thank you very much, Julie Ann Dumlao of the Millennium Challenge Accounts Philippines.